sit on the ground? We're all sitting over here.
We're good, just stay there. We're good. We're good. We're still part of it.
I'm on cameras.
We'll bring up chairs.
Thank you, gentlemen and lady.
I got you. Thanks.
So next to the man.
Well, thank you for coming to my meeting. Reggie, now you really have to leave. This will be the first.
I think each time you should start with you.
Yeah, we'll start. No, we'll start. So I was just kind of going through a little bit. All of you received copies of my letter. And yet when I made shot, I made those as personal as possible. I spoke briefly about reinforcing what I believe to be, my strength and understanding and appreciating the role that we as a council, as a body have, our responsibility. And I think I've reaffirmed that in the most recent items that came before us that were apart from the administration. And I supported all three of those. And I think, it's the right thing to do. We're going to do it with the body first and we'll work. But I will say, as I said before, I do put people apart. Yes, I'm an R, a lifelong R, but I work and I do appreciate the fact that, I think Matt reminded us earlier on, when they were giving us that practice, a lot of old RMCs are R's.
Everybody says that they are.
Yeah, and I do focus, I think, on the role of council, our responsibilities of council, and not compromise maybe at any point in time in this process. So just a real recap on my vision going forward, as far as the chair. Recognize first and foremost my responsibility should be elected as a vice president to serve the will of the president. And I do appreciate the fact he's already made a commitment to Kevin, but nonetheless, I think I've demonstrated with this president, Karen Freeman, Tommy Hizuri, Scott Wilson, Sam Newby, that I was a good soldier for each and every council president, and I hope that Council President Salem will attest to that as well. I deliver. I get done what they've asked of me, and probably sometimes in space. And that would be no different if I served as the vice president. In some respects, I think, in fact, I think I compliment Randy better in terms of the work that we can do together. As started to suggest before, I've had conversations already with Public Works Administration, parsing out parts of the CIP to be district dedicated. Because as I said before, we as district council members are really judged by our willingness to get things done in our district. And I've had conversations starting to say, how do we allocate a certain portion of the CIP, specifically the district, to focus on and for us to have a voice on those priorities. Dr. Johnson, I appreciate this next one. goals that I really had by doing this process, number one, is elected, make up the best candidate for the position. Number two, is to make sure that we kind of shift the way we do this. Historically, the last two or three, 4 years, this has been an automatic process that wasn't well handled, with no respect or disrespect to anyone on board, just the way the system was. I think the idea of being able to have these kind of difficult conversations, and being able to put yourself out there to do that, and make this a competitive practice, is something we need to continue to do. But I'm hopeful that this becomes the norm as opposed to the exception. With that, I will entertain any comments or questions.
Good afternoon to everyone. So, my question is, and I heard what you said about the, I guess, the tradition of the vice presidency, vice president automatically moving into the president chair or position. But I'm just going to put it out there. Why didn't you run for president of city council?
Thank you. If you take a look at the body of work in his career of Randy, I did not want to disrespect him by saying that I've got more qualifications than he does. Yes, I've been a president of company. I know what it means to have the buck stop with you and that sort of thing. But his public service record is something that I can't compete with. And I've come to know and respect his leadership style and his willingness to get things done. We're going to have a very difficult year ahead of us with respect to the stadium. I think his steady hand in that role is we're better served. But I do appreciate the question. Go ahead.
All right, let's see if this works. Can you hear me out there? Yeah, all right.
Well, I signed my pledge yesterday for Kevin, and I did so because of his strong tenure on LUZ. The great work he does out in the community, and his leadership style, his collaborative leadership style. But in no way does that diminish my respect for you, Michael. And in no, and I can say without doubt that you have been a great leader on council, both before I was on it and since I've been on it. And I want to commend you for all the amazing work you've done. And I want to go through some of that amazing work. First of all, we served on the Critical Quality of Life Issues Committee together, which manifested itself in a deliberate effort by City Council to address the homelessness issue. And that was you leading that initiative. You also lead the jail initiative, and I think that's going to have a similar result, manifesting itself in a coherent strategy for City Council. And one other thing among many, this year we will see on the agenda tonight the strategic priorities list. And you may have noted that as finance chair, since I lead that process, we've worked out a system whereby we didn't just end up having a process where there was a number of individual projects. We wanted to focus on one strategic priority for the city. And that process came out of your leadership. Last year, when we did that, you got the group to focus a strategic priority project and initiative around addressing homelessness. So that was a big chunk. That was our strategic priority. The rest were all tactical initiatives. We emulated that again this year with a focus on shoring up financial reserves for the city as the strategic initiative within the whole process. So that's something you did. So don't think that you just have to have a VP title or a president title to be a leader on council. You've been a really strong leader, and I think you can be proud of everything you've done, regardless of what happens.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I keep all this in perspective. I mean, as we walked out of this meeting yesterday, I did a pretty good job of barking at Terrence, but I saw him 15 minutes later at the church and said, "We're good." I get that. I understand and appreciate all that. Doesn't mean I'm happy about his decision, don't get me wrong, and I'm hopeful still to change it. LUZ, my first year was vice chair as LUZ. Thankfully, I learned a ton from Danny Becton. And in my second year when I chaired the LUZ, which was during a difficult time, middle of COVID, transition through COVID, and council president has already recognized me with the Mary Singleton Award for my leadership on that difficult committee. So I know, and I know the importance of LUZ. The impact it has, and as I told my constituents over the time, I've lost more sleep over LUZ decisions than I have anything else, because it's really, really hard to do. I'll never forget Councilman Diamond, when I'm sitting there at the meeting, that you're chair, and I'm sitting next to you, kind of doing a little hand-holding all along the way. You turn to me and says, how did you do this? It sucks. It's hard. It's hard work, and I do appreciate that. But thank you for your comments. You're right. I'm keeping this in perspective. I really am.
I guess I'll take the last mic available. Councilman Hallen, you actually just made my case on why we should support. Councilman Borland, being a chair of LUZ a couple of times, is not nearly as deep as the experience this man has in what he's accomplished, what he has steered us through in some of the most difficult of times. I believe that Councilman Borland will bring a little bit of a change to the council that's needed. Just the fact that he's staying in the race, so there's competition, is changing our culture back to where it should be. I told some folks earlier, I got my 10th vote on the day of my election, and I had no idea which way that person was going to vote. And I got lucky and got the vote. So there was tough competition back then. There should be competition now. And you clearly made my case. I don't mean that in a sarcastic sort of a way, but you've got a good, orderly mind. I know that about you, Councilman Hallen. You're a smart person. You didn't go to Duke for nothing. So.
They were just lending in back then.
That's true compared to today.
I mean, you know, you could have been in Michigan or somewhere like that, but sorry, Councilman Diamond, all teasing. But yeah, I know, and I was quite happy about that, to tell you the truth. But
wait till next year.
But folks, we need a little change here. I'm just going to be very frank. I think we need a little change in our culture. Councils always have factions. I've seen them so many times. And that's a natural thing, that factions occur. But I think Michael can bring two factions more together. I think he'll be more inclusive. I think he'll be a council vice president and a council president that everybody can buy into and believe in. I can. Now, I'm not as far right a Republican. I don't want to be. I'm a Republican, but I'm for the people. That's what local politics is about. And so it seems like Republicans stick together a little too much. And I wasn't happy about some of your votes, Councilman Borland, but at the base of my heart and my belief, you can better help mend up some factionalism here on this council. And that's why I'm supporting you. No offense to anybody, I'm just saying what I believe. Thank you.
I should note, for we're talking about a republic, as I mentioned earlier on, that I go back to all the way back to Goldwater. I wasn't voting age then, but I do go back to Goldwater and a few others in terms of the Republican Party. And we say Romney, it isn't necessarily Mitt Romney, it's also George Romney, right? Any other thoughts, questions? I really do appreciate you guys taking the time. I know this is not an easy decision, and perhaps your minds are made up as to where you want to go, but I thank you so much for taking the time to listen and help hear me out through this process. And you're right. If this ends differently than I'd hope, that's not going to change who I am or what I do. I'll continue to be who I am because I love it. I think for all of us, at the end of the day, it's legacy. It's about what work have we done that will be impacting this community for decades to come, and that's really where it's it for me. So I'm excited about the prospect of doing that from a leadership capacity, but be that as it may, whatever capacity, it's going to continue.
I
If I may, before Councilwoman Clark Murray leaves, since...
Sorry, that wasn't for you.
That's okay, good. No, I know it was. I know Rory. We love each other.
I'll carry it back.
Thank you for inviting me. While I kind of push back on some of the things, I will be honest, I haven't made a decision.
Sure.
And I will tell you this. I'm reminded of an election in 2008, a primary election, where a young black man was running against a white woman. That white woman, of course, was Hillary Clinton, and the black man was Barack Obama. I still believe, and I know, that the best candidate in that particular election was Hillary Clinton, not Barack Obama. She had, as you so eloquently spoke, Councilman Howland, about Councilman Boyland, former Secretary of State Clinton, had the experience of being a United States Senator. She had the experience of being Secretary of State. She had the experience of being the First Lady and being on the front lines of many international issues. And as the reason I bring this up is because she was the most qualified person, man or woman, to ever run for President of the United States in this country. Everybody may not believe that, but that's what I believed at the time. And I campaigned for her. And I was so not trying to be in elected office or even in that space, but it was because I believed in the fact that many people weren't voting for her simply because she was a woman. However, when Barack Obama did clinch the nomination with the Democratic Party, I too supported him, and I think he did some amazing things. And I'm sure some of us may disagree with that, but I am proud that I stood by what I believed in when it came to making that decision. I think we're in the mood of a similar decision with this. I heard about five times this afternoon people talk about difficult decisions and difficult committees, and I honestly don't see it as that difficult. I see the work we do here as honorable, as beautiful, as amazing, but I don't see it as difficult. I don't even see this as a difficult conversation because, as you said, Councilman Boylan, when we walk out of this door, we should still be gentlemen and gentlewomen. We should still be friends. Mm-hmm. I really genuinely like everyone, and I mean that. I've had individual personal conversations with every member of this council, and I genuinely like everyone. So as I go through this process, I don't see it as difficult, but I see it as a part of the process. It's honorable. I am looking through the accomplishments. I'm weighing out how pragmatic both candidates are. I think it's important that we look at it. So in this space that I'm in, I have not made a decision to pledge to anyone, but I hope that we can look, and I must say this, as one of a minority of Democrats and African Americans on the council, I must put this out, that we have to, I know you said yourself, Councilman Boylan, that we have to look beyond party, but I think we have to look beyond party as well, not just when it comes to us electing people, but also appointing people to certain positions. We have to make sure that more, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, but outside of just the council, that this council reflects Jacksonville. I am disappointed that there are no white women on the council. That's a part of the diversity of this community. I am hopefully emboldened in my space to go out and recruit others, that whether they be Asian American or more Latin American, certainly more women, but so that this council reflects the true diversity of this city. But it also comes into those places when it comes to chairmanship of committees or chairpersonship of committees. I do want to see that diversity where we're looking at those people who may have expertise, and we are not moving into a place where we are only doing, quote unquote, what the party says, but we are making sure that we have an opportunity to reach across the aisle. I'll close with this. Yesterday, as many know, I went to celebrate my friend and my mentor, Betty Holzendorf, who taught me so much about this process. I learned at her feet, and that is the honor of my life to have been able to do that. But one of the things I learned most is that party doesn't matter. There were Republicans yesterday, just as many Democrats as Republicans came to her funeral, people that did not look like me, people who don't even live in this city, because they wanted to honor her memory and her legacy. And I pray that I am able to continue to do what she did and reach across the aisle and create opportunities for us to not just work together, but to create, as you said, a legacy of change. So I look forward to hearing what happens. And I'm sorry for that long soliloquy,
no,
but
it's all good.
I look forward to making a decision in the coming weeks.
Well, it was my honor to be there yesterday as well. As long as it was, I didn't stay for the whole of it. I stayed for as much as I could.
Time, so.
I don't know how you said it was long. But I think Councilman Carlucci touched on a point, and you did as well. I think it is a culture change we're looking at here in the context, not only this process of election, but the culture of the council as a whole. And I hope I can bring that to the table. If I have a few more weeks to be able to demonstrate that, I will work diligently to do so. So with that, I think all further comments, we are adjourned. Thank you. You did. Thank you.
Thanks for the time. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Rock.
So is he Barack or
Hillary? Hillary Rock. That's, no. No, because he is like Hillary, the most qualified, but, you know, we don't know what's going to happen.